Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been looking at James chapter 5, where we have been commanded to be patient and to stand firm in our faith, especially when we are facing hardships and trials in life. And in James chapter 5, verse 10, it says this: "Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord." And so James has been talking about the importance of being patient, and now he's giving us some examples from the Old Testament of this kind of patience. And the first example that he gives us is the prophets, guys like Jeremiah and Isaiah and Elijah. These were messengers who were sent by God to speak on his behalf. And they had a really tough job because they only brought bad news. Their message was essentially, you need to repent or God is going to wipe you out. And so these guys lived difficult lives and faced constant persecution and rejection, but they faithfully preached the message that God had given them. You know, one of our takeaways this past Sunday was the idea that the Christian life is hard. The Christian life is difficult. And you know, I fully believe that following Jesus will make your life better. But here's the mistake that I think we make in 21st century American Christianity. We assume that better means easier. And the version of Christianity that's often taught and promoted is this, that if you will follow Jesus, then you will live a problem and pain-free life. You won't have any struggles and you won't have any challenges. You'll have a perfect marriage. Your kids are going to turn out great without any issues. You'll be comfortable financially. You won't have any health struggles or complications. Following Jesus will make your life easier. But you see, nowhere in Scripture do we find this promise that following Jesus will make your life easier. If anything, we see the opposite, that following Jesus will actually make your life more difficult at times. But following Jesus does make your life better. It will make you a better spouse and parent and friend. It will give your life more purpose and meaning. It will provide you with peace and joy. But better doesn't mean easier. The Christian life is still hard. It's still a challenge, which is why, just like the prophets of the Old Testament, we have to patiently endure, even in the face of hardship and persecution. You know, back at the beginning of his letter, James wrote this in chapter 1. He said, "To consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." James says that we are to consider it pure joy when we face trials and hardships in life. And why is that? Because the testing of our faith produces perseverance in our life. And God uses this perseverance to grow us and to refine us and to make us more like Jesus so that we may become mature and complete and not lacking anything. And so when we are walking through difficult seasons of waiting, difficult seasons of hardship and maybe even persecution, just like the prophets, we must patiently endure so that God can do all that he desires to do in our life. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us, to encourage us, and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you for just the reminder of being patient, of standing firm, regardless of the circumstances we may be facing in life. And God, we thank you for the examples that we find all throughout Scripture of men and women who remain steadfast in their faith, who remain committed to you despite the hardships and the persecution that they walk through. And so, Lord, just like the prophets in the Old Testament, God, help us to persevere well. Help us to run our race well and to allow those difficult seasons in life to refine us, to grow us, and to make us more like Jesus. It's in his name that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.